Does stop trying to be cute. What are we doing here? Jefferson with that catch. Oh my God. This game is giving me strokes. Oh, man.
Tell you guys I love you. I mean it from the bottom of my heart. And that will never change. I will ride with this group until they don't let us play any more games.
Yo, what's up? Welcome back to Vikes Vibes. Got Jaren back up here again. We are completely live this time. So comment. I can put your comments up on the screen. So it's a rare time we're actually going completely live. Christmas Eve. Merry Christmas, everyone. So how you doing, Jaren?
I'm doing good. How about you?
I'm all right, other than our team completely pissed us off again.
Yeah, that's, you know, what's new? And one beat Minnesota.
Yeah, you got that right. Man, I like I told you earlier, I'm kind of just speechless. I don't know what to even say anymore. Like, we just keep throwing these games away, and just we basically gave the division to the Lions for Christmas right now.
I don't know what to say either. It was a bad game again. I feel Mullins should have been thrown out after that third interception or second, whatever interception it was. He's right. Not the guy. I mean, O'Connell made it clear the guys that make the most turnovers are the guys that get benched. Why isn't he getting benched? He's played, I think, worse than Dobbs.
Well, I don't know if I would go that far.
Well, not as worse. I mean, Dobbs can move. You know, Mullins stays in the pocket. He can throw. It's just, I don't even know what to say anymore, honestly.
Yeah.
No matter what we say, it won't change anything or fix anything.
Right. Yeah. Congratulations, Vikings. You have us speechless, and it's not a good thing.
No.
I mean, like I don't know, regardless of the four interceptions that Nick Mullins threw, other than that, take those away. His stat line was freaking amazing. 22 out of 36 for 411 yards and two touchdowns. That was pretty, man,
he shouldn't have forced that fourth interception. He shouldn't have forced it in. There was plenty of time left on that clock. I think Powell was open on the side.
Oh, yeah, on the left side, completely open. Yeah. He just tried to force it into JJ.
You could have got a good, 20 yards?
Yeah, we still had time. I mean, we didn't have any timeouts left, but we still had time on the clock.
I mean, I think it was a first down you would have got, and you could have spiked it, killed it again.
Yeah.
I mean, why force it? There was no reason for that throw. He trusted JJ too much.
And I mean, look at these rushing, too. Like the carries, 8 for Ty Chandler, 1 for Nick Mullins, 2 for Alexander Mattison. We only ran it 11 times.
Yeah. Why are you putting Mattison in?
Yeah. Look at that. Negative 1 yard, and Chandler only got 17. Like he only got 8 chances. Like, yeah, I understand. And this is one thing I was going to talk about is, you know, our last video, I said we need to stress getting the running game going early and stick with it. But This game, we started off completely different. Play action, bootlegs. It worked for the opening drive, and we went down and scored a touchdown. Okay. Yep. That doesn't mean it's going to keep working. You go to the next drive. I mean, the defense is going to adjust, and that's what they did.
Yep.
I mean,
they did.
To only carry it 11 times the whole game, that's, I feel like that's unnecessary. That's uncalled for.
Yeah, it is. He totally abandoned the run early in the game, I felt. I mean, when Chandler was doing good, you see Madison come back in. It's like, why are you doing this? It's like, why are you taking the hot hand out?
Yeah.
I mean,
as soon as they said, oh, it's Madison's in the game, and I'm like, oh God, here we go. Like, what?
Yeah, that's how I felt, too. How about Osborne, though?
Oh, man.
Can I say something about Jefferson's crazy catch?
Go for it, man.
Dude, that was nuts.
Oh, dude.
That was so nuts how he caught that. It don't surprise me that he did it. It's just how crazy of a player he is. How special he is.
Yeah, and we can't, the rest of the, I'm not going to say the rest of the team, but I mean, the whole team can't rally around him and get a win for him. Like, he can't do it himself.
No.
Even though, sure, it looks like he probably could.
He did, man, put up
six receptions, 141 yards, and a touchdown on 10 targets, man.
Yeah, I hope you had him started.
Oh, yeah, I did. But, man, every single time that Jefferson's played the Lions, he's put up big numbers. I think this is probably his biggest one, possibly yardage-wise, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, he's always put up numbers against the Lions. I want to say, going forward, you know, with the game, Mullins threw a good game. He had plenty of yards. The interceptions has to stop. And O'Connell made it clear in the, when we had those turnover issues, players that fumble or whatever, turn the ball over, they're benched.
Right.
If you notice, he really never kept to that word.
Yeah. That's a good point. Yeah.
And put Hall in. There's two games left. You're out of the playoffs right now. You're in the hunt. Put Hall in. See what the kid can do for your season.
Yeah. That's one thing I was gonna talk about too is, how many other people out there think the Vikings should start Jaren Hall for the last two games after, last week Nick Mullins had, he have two or three interceptions last week?
Two picks.
And then four today.
Technically, that one, I think, that he kind of threw when he was going down counted as a pick, but I think it was a fumble. Or whatever it was.
Today?
No, the one from last week. Remember when he was going down and he threw it?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I don't know if they counted that as a pick or a fumble.
I think they did count it as a pick, but...
Okay, so that was his two. Okay, so two picks last week, four this week. I think it's time to see what the kid can do. He already drive. He brought us down during the Falcons game. I think he would have did tremendous. I think he'd still be playing yet if he didn't get hurt with that concussion.
Yeah, I mean, Mullins isn't like completely bad. I mean,
no,
but more last week when he was really panicky last week. This week, that wasn't so much the case, but. This week, it was more he tried forcing stuff when he should have just, taking what the defense was giving him instead of going for the big play.
Yep. I mean, he almost did the same repeat play of him getting sacked and throwing the ball again.
Yeah.
He almost did the same exact thing. He's just lucky he got his hand down.
Yeah.
For my dad. And like,
you know you're going to get hit. Why not hold on to the ball with two hands? Yeah. Not sitting there with one hand like you're going to throw it while you're going to the ground. Like,
because I think that's
just
what
take the sack right? And play field position.
Yeah. Is this? I don't know. I think, my opinion, I think Hall should finish the rest of the season.
You know, after the third pick from Mullins, I was like, that ball should have never been thrown.
Yep.
It was in double coverage against JJ, and that I don't know what that guy's name was. It was the second pick of the game. And I'm not going to keep saying Mullins is the right quarterback, because the right quarterback for this team is out for the season, and he was on the sidelines this week, which is Kirk Cousins. This season is proving that Kirk Cousins is irreplaceable. All the Kirk haters, look at what this team has done since he's been out. Yeah, we've had some very good games with a random, Josh Dobbs, but it didn't last long. Look at how this team is when Kirk Cousins is the guy. Kirk Cousins is irreplaceable.
Yes. We got to re-sign him.
Oh, yeah.
We got to re-sign him.
Yes, there is times where Kirk Cousins does piss us off.
Oh, yeah.
But player doesn't? It's sports. No team is going to be perfect.
I mean, what player doesn't piss a guy off?
Right.
I mean, that's just sports. That's the competitive of sports. You get like that. You want to win. Yeah, I'll be straight up honest. I'll never be able to do what Kirk Cousins can do on the field. I'll say that right now. What he does is amazing.
Yeah, and he takes a freaking beating just about every week, and he keeps getting back up.
I mean, to me...
I mean, a ruptured Achilles is a little hard to get back up and play from. But, last year with his ribs, the whole season, he was playing in pain every single week.
His first serious injury where he's out for the year. His first one. Guarantee if it was something else, he would be out there yet fighting through it. They said the guy's pain tolerance is unbelievable.
Oh, yeah. You can see that.
I mean, all the Kirk Cousins haters need to go away. Obviously, he's the heart and soul of this Vikings team, because we haven't done jack since he's been gone.
And, another thing, I was thinking about this today when I was thinking about this whole Kirk Cousins thing about him being irreplaceable.
Yep.
Another reason why we need to re-sign him is because you even seen it. You texted me and told me today during the game that Jefferson was freaking out on Nick Mullins. We need to re-sign Kirk because he has chemistry with Justin Jefferson, and he's going to make JJ want to stay here.
Yep.
Yeah, you might have to. It's not going to be cheap. By any means, but if I'm Kwesi, I find a way to keep Kirk Cousins and to keep JJ together.
And if you have a defensive coach like Flores, you don't need high-paid defensive guys on that defense. If you got a coach like Flores, I mean, it's a little rocky right now, but what team doesn't go through their issues on defense? All defenses have strong. But you have a guy like Flores, he can do anything with any defensive guy. I mean, you don't need to get high-priced guys. Our defense is pretty good right now, and I don't think many guys need to get re-signed on that side of the ball.
Well, the big thing on defense is probably going to be Danielle Hunter.
Yeah, that'll be our big guy, but you know, he's playing good this year. He's says he wants to be in Minnesota for the rest of his career, but I just got that feeling he's putting on a really nice tape for other teams to look at this year.
Yeah, if you think about it, I don't know how we keep all three, Kirk,
that's what
JJ, and Daniil.
One's going to have to go. And
unless
honestly,
one of them is going to take a huge, massive pay cut, but I don't see that happening.
I'll tell you, it won't be Hunter.
No.
And it won't be Jefferson. And I honestly, the kid deserves a payday.
Oh, yeah.
The kid deserves
no
a
doubt.
Payday. Cousins, I could see Cousins taking a little bit of a hit. I mean, he didn't renegotiate his contract before the season started. And Smith, yeah. You know, Smith is a contract worker. I see him retiring this year, actually.
Oh, Hitman? Yeah, I feel like he's going to retire after this year, too.
Yeah, I feel so. You know, we got to, yeah, like you said, we got to throw the money out. I mean, you're going to be paying a lot. Yeah, it's going to hit us cap-wise, but you need your quarterback and receiver.
Yep.
I don't want to see Cousins go to another team and win a Super Bowl. I want to see Cousins win a Super Bowl in purple. I don't want to see another great go into the Hall of Fame that was a Viking in a different uniform because he did better on a different, went to a Super Bowl. I don't want to see that. That always happens to us.
Yep.
And I'm tired of that. I want to see Kirk Cousins get a ring in purple. I liked him. I've always liked him. The guy takes so much hate, and I'll admit it. I talked a lot of crap about him.
Oh, I have too. I won't admit it. And you know, there's proof out there. You know, my like past shows from a few seasons ago. Like I was pretty hard on Kirk, but
yeah,
I mean,
but that's sports and competitive. That's how it goes. You know, yeah. But. He's proven that he's a good quarterback. I'd honestly take Kirk Cousins over Aaron Rodgers any day. Any day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Kirk, you know, Aaron Rodgers has that Super Bowl, but Cousins is good. He gets better and better every year.
I mean, and he's not the most accurate passer in the league by mistake.
No, but...
I mean he is. I'm saying he's not by mistake.
Because
he goes out there and he performs. He is the most accurate passer.
And you know, he gets better every year. Him coming out this Achilles and he comes back, if he comes back in purple, I think he will tear the lead up. I think he'd get MVP. Because he will come out playing harder than ever.
I mean, I hope that's the case.
He will. I mean, he always does that. Every year, look at his stats, dude. Every single year, his stats are better than the years previous. Well, besides this year. They even said if he didn't go down, he would have been an MVP candidate this year. How he was playing.
Yeah, he was on that track, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think he would come back next year, and I think he'd play even harder. Because he wants to play. You can tell he did not like being on that sideline.
No.
I'm surprised he didn't have his helmet on.
Right. Well, like you did in preseason.
Yeah. That video I sent you, that, right? With Cousins pumping up Jefferson in the tunnel.
Oh, yeah. I actually...
Yeah, that big box.
Yeah. I posted it on my Snapchat story, yeah, actually, too.
Kirkle Chain. Kirkle Chain's the hype man.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Oh, get man. It. I was like, I was watching. I was like, that boombox is pretty big, bro. Like,
yeah,
don't be re-tearing that Achilles there.
Yeah, there must be weight to that because he went to pick it up and he had to put a second hand on it.
Yeah.
But, yeah. I hope we do re-sign him. It shows that we do need to re-sign him.
Yeah, like I said just a little bit ago, this season it just completely proves how valuable he actually is to this team. Like,
yep,
we've had numerous quarterbacks come in for this team this season, and none of them even halfway measure up to Kirk Cousins. So, I mean, anyone can say anything they want about Kirk Cousins. I mean, the proof is in the tape. Look at all the games without Kirk this year. There's proof.
And, like, I don't know if this is how you feel either, but, like, when Mullins is out there or Dobbs, when those guys throw it, I get so nervous when that ball's in the air. And when Cousins was out there, I always knew it was going to be a big catch or a touchdown when he gunned that thing. Especially when see Cousins really drop back and pass it. It's like, oh, this is going for a TD. I mean, you knew. He is so smart on that field.
And then especially, like, later in the game, they show him on the sideline when the defense is out there and you see him sipping his Gatorade. That next drive is going to be fire.
I love that. Every time they show it, I like how it's a meme now.
Yeah.
They'll show a meme and says, you know, things are getting serious now.
When you see him sipping that Gatorade. Every time
he's sipping that Gatorade when we're down, he comes out and he just plays. I bet the opposing sideline sees that too and they're like, ah, shit. A rough one.
Will someone take that Gatorade away from him?
Right? Water in there. Oh, yeah. Cousins, though, he's our guy, and I hope he stays our guy in Minnesota.
Yeah, me too.
He wants to stay, so that's a good thing.
So going back to the game, So in the first half, it was 2nd and 26. And we talked about this backstage before we went live.
Yep.
It was 2nd and 26 for the Lions, and we get that roughing the passer call on Patrick Jones, which was completely BS. That's one of the worst calls I've ever seen, to be totally honest. And I'm not trying to be a homer because it was against my team. I'm just saying that it literally was a bad call. It was.
And I believe it was even a couple series after that. The Lions defensive guy, Hutchison, he smoked Mullins way after that ball was gone and there was nothing called.
I caught that too. I was like,
you could even hear the booze. There was some missed calls. Like you said, I'm not in any way trying to be butthurt about it, but if you're going to call that flag on us, you better be throwing that flag on them then if they're doing the same hit.
Exactly.
Fair. I mean, I love it when officials let teams play. Like that Bengals game when they were letting both sides play hard. I love games like that. I hate games with flags every time. Even before the ball snapped. It's like, just let them play.
Yeah, and that I felt like this game, there was a lot of flags. Like there's a flag. Like what now? And I'm like, this is like just ridiculous.
I want to go back too. The 12 men on the field. Isn't that Mullins' job to know that there's too many offensive guys?
Yeah, I mean.
Mullins. Quarterback.
And the coach and the coordinators.
I mean, that was O'Connell too should have been seeing that. Hey, I got too many guys out here, or anyone of coaching staff. But you think Mullins should have caught that too.
Right.
Especially when the Lions defense, you could tell they knew there was too many guys on there already. They're already pointing. It's like, Mullins, call timeout or something, bud.
And
but then he's a backup. I mean, he's a backup. What do you expect?
Yeah, true.
I mean, he's a backup quarterback. I get it. He doesn't play much. he did look good. I mean, if it wasn't for those interceptions, like you said, he's forcing it too much.
Yeah, we completely shot ourselves in the foot, especially
trying to play hero again, yeah. A hero throw again, like you said last on our last one.
Shot ourselves in the foot with the penalties and the interceptions, especially on that drive. We were backed up way in our own territory, and we had like two or three penalties right in a row, and we're like backed up to the goal line. Like, okay, we're just shooting ourselves in the foot. Let's stop.
Well, even the kickoff, the return. I mean, Dye got that penalty and it got us in the end zone, and then we kept getting flags. It's like, guys, we're not going forward with this. When we want to go the opposite direction here, boys.
Yeah, and we're damn lucky that Mullins didn't get tackled in the end zone for a safety.
I mean, you can tell Jefferson was definitely frustrated today. I mean, I've never seen him cry, and he was crying on the sideline walking off that game field.
I think he left it all on the freaking field. He like the announcers even said it after that last interception that sealed the game. Like, to, like, Justin Jefferson's like, what else do you want me to do? Like,
that's it. He gave it his all today. You know, I'll say Osborne did too. Osborne played a good game too. But Jefferson, he played his heart out. He played as a teammate to get his team to win a game. I mean, that kid was sacrificing hits. I mean, that one defensive guy, he should have been ejected for that hit.
Oh, yeah.
He better be suspended for a couple of something. That was ridiculous. I love how Jefferson got up after that hit, too, all cocky towards him. The guy deserved it. I'm not a person about injuries. I don't like seeing a player injured. But when you're making a stupid hit like that, that was uncalled for to come in that fat hot.
Yep.
I don't know if that's how you feel, but that's how I felt. And when Jefferson got up, I mean, the
official
separated tape pushing him back. Like, come on, man, let's not do this.
The first things first is I had to take a double take to make sure Jefferson was going to get up. And I was like,
oh, he got right up.
I swear to God, I was like, I swear to God, if Jefferson is down and he's going out again because of that hit, oh, my God.
I mean, Jefferson even got up. He flew up, and he told him off. You know, like I said, I'm not for a guy that gets hurt, but when you do stupid hits like that, you're going to get hurt, and you're going to get hurt. That was a dumb hit.
Mm-hmm.
He could have seriously hurt himself even worse, or he could have hurt Jefferson even bad.
And like two plays later, he tried coming back in the game, and then the medical people from upstairs.
Yeah, I thought that was stupid.
Stopped the game.
It's like, dude, you don't know where you're at. Go back over there.
Right before that, they showed him on the sideline, and the trainers were telling him to like run in place, and you could see him try, and he literally shook his head like, "No, I can't." Like, and then you're gonna expect to go back in the game, like.
Yeah, that's just stupidity at that point.
Like, at that point, it's like, okay, you're asking to get a worse injury than what you potentially already could have.
And especially how you're hitting today. You're going to fucking not have a brain afterwards. You know, but it is what it is. You know, congratulations to the Lions. It was long overdue for our title. Congratulations. They deserve it. And they were
Last time they won the division, it was a year before Jared Goff was even born.
94, right?
93. Jared Goff was born in 94.
Yep. So, I mean, they deserve one. They do deserve it. I wasn't happy how they were cocky when they picked Mullins up and did the skull chant in the end zone. It's like, guys, you went through multiple losing seasons. I don't think I've ever seen the Vikings ever be cocky to you guys when we beat you like that? Do something cocky or taunt you? I thought that was a little rude, but it, like, once again, it's sports.
Right.
But I, congratulations to the Lions. They deserve it. They're probably going to get blown away by the Cowboys.
Maybe.
That's going to be another good game.
I think the playoffs are going to be very interesting this year.
Very interesting this year. And we are, I think we're only in the hunt now.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't looked at the playoff picture to see if we're, like, taken out of the playoff picture.
Yep. Seattle and the Rams kicked us out of the playoff hunt, and we're just kicked us out of the wild card, and we're in the hunt. So we have to win Green Bay. We have to win the last games, and I don't think they're gonna win at away in Detroit.
No, I don't know if I said it in our last episode or if I said it to someone else, but this team, I don't know. I obviously want the Vikings to go to the playoffs because that's the goal all the time. But I just don't think that this team deserves to go to the playoffs this year. I don't.
And to be honest,
you said, if we do end up getting into the playoffs, we're just going to get taken out in the first round anyway, and we're probably going to get blown out.
That's just it. We're not ready for the playoffs this year. We're too beat up. And I want Cousins.
Yeah. Yeah, that's another thing about this team. Like, we had so many key guys go out of this game. You know, Hawkinson and Addison both were ruled out in the third quarter. And then on the defensive side, DJ Wonnum gets hurt. Gets taken off by a cart, so I don't even know if he's going to even be able to play the last two games.
Dell went out. It was his knee. He went down with a non-contact injury, and he was holding his knee. That's never good. That tells me something tore in his knee.
And then Mekhi Blackmon, that was a non-contact too. I think he hurt his shoulder or something when he went to the ground or something. And then I don't know if it was Caleb Evans was in for Mekhi Blackmon. I think he was on the opposite side of the field. But what was with that play?
The try to tackle.
Yes, the throw to St. Brown. And Caleb Evans just basically just touches him with one hand and just lets him by for the first down. Like, what are you doing?
I think he thought it was two-hand touch.
Like, wrap the guy up and get him down.
Yeah, he's not
elementary school.
I believe Evans was the one that let T. Higgins get that crazy, insane catch last week. That touchdown that won the game.
Yeah, it was. Yep. It was a Caleb Evans.
Block covering.
Yep.
I mean, he's obviously got a lot of learning to do yet. What is it? Is this his first year?
No, he was a rookie last year, I believe. Okay. But he was always hurt last year. I think he was dealing with concussions and stuff last year.
So, I mean, he has I'll give him one more year to improve.
But, I mean, up to that point, Mekhi Blackmon, he's a rookie this year. I think he's actually been surprising me and impressing me this year in his rookie season.
Was he drafted or was he undrafted?
I think we drafted him, yeah.
Okay.
Late in the draft, I think.
Pace was undrafted, though.
Yep.
He had another good game today.
Yeah, that fumble recovery.
Oh, you could sure tell that Hicks was back in.
Oh, first let's play give, he had
let's
pressure
give
on
a round of applause. God dang, you come back from a serious injury like that.
damn near lose his leg.
Back playing in a month.
Yeah.
I mean, awesome for him. And he played, you couldn't even tell he was injured. That he had a leg in.
Yeah, exactly.
Do we have him one more year, right?
I second think year, so.
Now we got a 3-year on him. I hope.
Possibly, yeah, I think so.
Because I sure like him.
Yes. Last year, he was a little iffy and shoddy, but yeah. This year, completely turned it around.
He's playing really good, and he is playing really good linebacker.
So,
yeah, I mean,
the Lions went up with that touchdown, and then I didn't catch who blocked that extra point, but it made it a – yeah, they didn't replay it.
No, they didn't show it.
Oh, they didn't show the extra point?
No, they didn't show the guy who blocked it. They never played the replay again.
Oh, yeah. I was sitting there waiting for it. I was like, I want to know who blocked it, but they never replayed it, so I don't...
Because he covered it. You know, that was a rookie mistake on pace. He didn't pick that ball up right away. It's like, dude, guys, they can pick that up yet and run it in for a touchdown.
Right.
I mean, that ball is still alive. Why isn't anyone grabbing this and running?
Yeah, I don't know why Pace was like, he kept looking and like, dude, just pick the ball up and at least run out of bounds or something.
I mean, they could have took it, and our luck is they could have ran for a touchdown, which our luck is that could have happened.
Yeah.
But I think next year, I'm going to, you know, definitely talk about next year talks. Because I don't think we're going far in the playoffs. And I hope we don't go to the playoffs. Because I don't want to... Because if we go to the playoffs, we're either going to where? Dallas? Or where would we go?
Philly. If we were the...
Philly?
Dallas or Philly.
Yeah, see, our offense...
Most likely, yeah.
Our offense ain't ready for that. I don't want to get embarrassed in the playoffs. No. Because I think that's what would happen. Because you're going, especially if you go to Dallas in their home field, you ain't winning. Because Dallas is doing phenomenal right now at home when they play.
Yeah. I actually have the game on behind me.
Hey, who's winning that game?
They're on a replay, so I can't see the score.
That's rude.
Right?
Oh.
Keep looking back and they're still in the replay.
Oh, yeah. The longest replay, too, ever.
Miami's up 16-7.
God dang it. I hope. Oh, I got Dak starting as my quarterback. Oh, but I think next year we'll have a promising team if Cousins stays.
Yeah. But always looking, Vikings fans, always looking forward to next year.
Talking like that. I hate that. It's always next year. It's always next year. It's like, why is it always next year? Why can't it be this year?
Right. Exactly.
I don't want next year. I want this year, guys. I mean, I get it. Injuries happen. It happens in sports. But starting to think now, man, would we have been okay getting Joe Flacco as our backup?
Right. He's tearing it up in Cleveland, man.
Yeah, I mean, and imagine the weapons that he has on the Vikings.
Oof.
Would he have been playing good? Or is it a Minnesota curse and he came to us and he would have just sucked it up?
Yeah, probably worse than Dobbs or something.
Probably something would have happened. He tore his shoulder or tore his pinky toe up or something. It would have been something. I mean, I love this team so much, but oh, they make me hate them so much too. Like I tell you every Sunday, I'm done with this team. I'm over it. I'm done with them. Next Sunday, there I am sitting on the couch texting you. What?
Yeah.
God.
But going back to when the Lions scored, that yep. touchdown to go up by two, and then we blocked extra point. And I even texted you. I was like, dude, if you know, let it bite them and lose by one, like it has to us so many times in the past. And I even said to you, I was like, dude, if we stop them, we go down and score a touchdown.
We like, win.
And we make the extra point, we'll win by 1 point.
And, that, and yeah,
we damn near did it. If it wasn't for that last interception, we could have done it. We could have pulled it off. But
well, I was saying, come on, man, be right. Be right. And then
no. I really thought it was going to happen, though, after, you know, how that drive was going. We kept, you know, getting first downs, and then that throw to the end zone at the – before I saw the defender get in the frame, I was like, dude, this is it right here.
Yep.
But
right when he threw that ball, I knew it was a pick. He didn't have any power behind it. Even the announcers said, he said, if he put more speed on it, Jefferson would have caught that. If there was more speed. There was no speed to that ball.
Dude, just imagine that stadium, U.S. Bank Stadium, if that throw would have been caught by Justin Jefferson for the winning touchdown. Oh, my God, the roof would have came off of that place.
Oh, dude, seats would have been ripped out of the floors. Oh, there would have been some fights.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. It was. I told you, though, it was going to be a nail biter come to the end game.
I mean, at least we didn't get blown out.
That's what I was saying. I thought it was going to be a blowout there at first, though. They were really moving on off after we didn't score. It's like, God, they're scoring and we haven't done shit.
Yeah. I kind of had that vibe too, but when we came back with our opening drive after they scored and we scored, I was like, All right, this is going to be a game.
Yeah. It was a game though.
Yeah.
We made those Lions work for that freaking win.
Oh, we did. Yeah.
We made them work for that win. You know, like my dad, he's a big Vikings fan. He said, you know, to me, the Lions aren't that good. I said, why? You're going against the four-string quarterback. You should be blowing us out right now if you're that good of a team. He said, you're a four-string quarterback. Your tight end's out. Your wide receiver's out. There's no reason why we're in this game yet this close.
And technically, basically, our third string running back, too. Because Madison, I mean, he was active, but and then Cam Akers is out for the season. So we're basically on a third string running back as well.
I mean, you think about it, the Lions should have technically really destroyed us. And
I was a little bit expecting that.
Yeah. And our defense is, I don't know why Flores has been. Seems like he's been playing soft defense lately.
Yeah, especially start off that game. Like, what?
Well, the
this
first
is drop, not the Flores defense. Like, why are we so soft to start this game?
You notice, you know, the last couple weeks or whatever, the first drives, other teams usually, you know, get a touchdown or a field goal. You notice that, right? The first drive. I think he's adjusting while they're going. He's seeing what schemes are running first. You know, let them get a score here. We'll stop them the rest of the game. You ever notice that? Like he's like seeing what they're doing first, getting the feel of them before he really starts breaking out.
Yeah, I feel like that the our defense just wasn't as aggressive. In that first drive, so.
Yeah. No, I agree with you. They kind of weren't aggressive the whole game. They, like, would, I don't know. The the Lions just came in. They wanted that championship, and they won it.
Yep. They wanted it more.
Yeah, they did.
And rightfully so. I mean, it's been 30 years, so. And
yeah,
you know, we've said this before, like maybe not on here, but, you know, out of the four NFC North teams, you know, obviously the Vikings number one for us, but we don't have that hatred toward the Lions that we do with the Packers and even the Bears. But obviously the Packers are the number one most hated by us, but the Lions, I mean, we've always respected the Lions, you know, kind of pulled for them, you know, unless they're going against us, obviously. But, you know, if we don't make the playoffs and you know, obviously they are going to, if we don't make the playoffs and, you know, or we get taken out in the playoffs, I mean, I'm definitely going to be rooting for the Lions in the postseason. So it'd be nice to see them finally go far in the playoffs. And, you know, and I think they even said that the Lions are actually going to have a home playoff game for the first time ever.
I mean, good for them. They deserve it. I mean, if it was the Packers or the Bears that won today and won the division, I would be a lot more pissed.
Yeah.
But I'm more upset that we lost the division because they played us. That's what upsets me more, is that they beat us to get it. Like,
right. And in our house, they were going to win it, I would want them to win it either next week or even when we play in their house. Like, yes. I did not want them to win the division in our house.
Yes. Yes. That's what upsets me, but I'm happy they won. I'm not upset that they won. I'd rather them win it than the Packers.
Yep.
To be honest, because the Packers, though, they would just be so cocky.
Oh,
then again, you know, like I said, there was just a couple. I mean, the Lions guys doing skull chant. It was like two or three of them. It wasn't the whole team, but, you know. And I respect Dan Campbell. I love that guy. I bet his press conference. I bet he's just crying. I bet they got a box of Kleenexes for him today.
Oh, yeah. And that guy, that guy fights his, you know, that, he's all fight. Like,
yeah,
I really like him too. I honestly think he should be in the running for coach of the year this year.
I don't see why he shouldn't be. I mean, he's turned a team around in playoffs in a century.
Yeah.
Long years. Decades. He deserves it. But hey, man, I gotta get going here.
Yeah, I was gonna wrap up here, and you know, maybe we'll do another video here in a couple days, possibly. We'll see. Play by ear, and just thought that you know, after the game, I was just sitting here watching football, and I was like, hey,
we need to vent.
We should just go live right now while we can.
Yeah, I was thinking.
Yeah, here we are.
I was watching the game you know, the Vikings game in the fourth quarter. He threw that interception. I was like, God, we got to get on live. We got to talk. There's a lot to talk about right now that can't wait till Tuesday.
And I mean, I'm sure we're going to have plenty to talk about still in a couple days if we do another video. So
there'll be a lot that'll come up yet.
Yeah, right. There's injuries that we don't know what the status are, and we might know by then. So,
I'm sure they will by Tuesday.
Yeah.
All right. Well, it was good doing this with you. Merry Christmas to you. Hope you have a good one.
Yeah. Merry Christmas to everyone out there, and safe travel, and have a good holiday and happy New Year. And yeah, we'll see you in the next video. And yeah.
Don't drink too much eggnog.
Yep. All right. See you later. All right.
You have a good one.
Yep. Bye.
All right.